Albright had also provided some really good recommendations. So compared to the last version that you saw, we have tweaked that language. This is a big piece of it that we've tweaked, whereas before we just said, you need to show that you have water at an adequate quality and quantity without any real stipulation. So the majority of the changes have just been tweaking those stipulations to be more specific and tweaking the submittal requirements to be really specific about what we're actually asking for.
So I do have a question on that, because when we talked to Dan about the water and trademark and everything,
yeah,
how is that going to put it that we're going to have to, if they're not going to tell us? I mean, then
if it's a standard, they have to address the standard.
Because you said they went to, I was just going on your comment about they had to go to court to do that, so that's why I was wondering, because that wasn't in their standard.
Another jurisdiction went to court. Yeah, that's right. And actually, the context wasn't land use. It was...
It was on the setbacks.
And it was the newspaper saying, we want to know how much the city water is, because they have some pretty serious water issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I'll ask Dan, but I think that's the right answer.
I want to say he said they did always say... If the municipality says we have enough, what's his answer?
I think that's right, because we're not the experts to sort of critique or analyze how a city's getting their water and what their capacity and demand is. That's beyond our scope. It's beyond our capacity, and like, for good reason. We kind of do need to stay in our lane as land use planners. But water is important, right? Like analyzing water, making sure that we're actually asking those questions is important. And to the extent we can do that, that's why it's taken us a long time to really get that language right, is because we want to stay in our lane while also making sure that we're covering our bases.
Yeah, that's why on the review criteria, under the standards, we need some information about water if it's more than an exempt on-site well, which is 15,000 gallons per day. And under the review criteria, in terms of water, it just requires that water is or will be available to the site at a quantity and quality adequate for the proposed use. So again, I'm not sure what level of detail. Oh, and Dan's just saying, questions about the availability of water sufficient to serve must be deferred to the water service provider. The land use criteria, as I recall, do not even require that much proof. Okay. If it's a legislative change where somebody's looking at rezoning, we can ask that information because it's our obligation to look at carrying capacity of water under Goal 5 and Goal 6. But yeah, that's not this. Somebody wants to rezone and create a bunch of rural residential lots or go from farm to some other use, we can ask those questions. Does that land have that carrying capacity? And does the other natural resources? Right. It's a good question. I'm still sussing it out myself, because I always want to know.
Daisy, do you anticipate resistance to this when you get to the Board of Commissioners, or do you...
From the Board? I don't anticipate anything from the Board. I think that we've done a really good job of working with developers and working internally to make sure we understand and we're implementing our own responsibilities, and as well as state agency requirements. I think we've really done a lot on that. I think Tamara has worked really hard on that as well, and I think that, I don't want to say anything about what everybody said from the Board.
That's hard. We never know, but also there are several of those folks that we've met with numerous times over the past several months, and they're on the phone to... I think we're really, really close, but if they've got some language changes or places where they want to change it, they can tell you about that tonight. Mm-hmm. we have not shared this concept of moving data centers to a conditional use. That that was something we vetted, gosh, back when Landon and I first started talking about this last fall, and then we kind of dropped that and just pursued this piece.
So that's not in there, then?
Yeah.
Right now,
data centers would be generally reviewed as an administrative use. So something that would go out for notice, but the Planning Commission wouldn't generally see it unless requested by the public. And to answer the question earlier that was raised about conditional use, under section 6.020, our current language is super general on, it's on page 254 of the packet. I'm not changing anything, just some minor grammatical thing, but it says in judging whether a conditional use proposal shall be approved or denied, the commission shall weigh the proposal's appropriateness and desirability or the public convenience or necessity to be served against any adverse conditions that would result from authorizing the particular development at the location proposed, and to approve such use shall find the following criteria either met or can be met by observance of conditions. So that is so broad that it allows those uses to be sort of determined on a case-by-case basis with whatever conditions we feel appear desirable. And I would say I would expect that there would be a lot of pushback if that was proposed, but by all means, if that's the direction that Planning Commission wants to go, I really encourage the Planning Commission to be involved in those next layers beyond just providing the recommendation, but to actually like be involved in the conversations around why, if that's the way the Commission feels, that is the most appropriate place for data centers to go.
So make sure I'm understanding you. Mm-hmm. You get this done, mm-hmm. and then next you work on making data centers conditional uses.
If the Planning Commission wants to make data centers a conditional use, you can do that tonight if you want. You can recommend that to the Board of Commissioners at tonight's meeting.
And then if it was, a data center could be denied based on 6.020. 254. You could say just have
just based on the general criteria.
Based on
I don't know. I to be totally frank with you, I don't really know how well that criterion would hold up like upon appeal. I mm-hmm. think they could definitely be mm-hmm. worked out.
You have to be very specific in mm-hmm. your whatever you're denying, your basis for denying.
Right, mm-hmm. and I think it would be challenging to sort of weigh those two things. But based on our code, I think. That would be no.
You'd have a leg to stand on in the code.
Right, correct. Yeah.
And probably that one on page 256 where I mentioned earlier, and it is in here, which was my memory, that under general conditions for conditional use, the Planning Commission has the ability to impose conditions to permit the development in conformity with the intent and purpose of the ordinance and policies in the comprehensive plan. There are a few places in our code, and the conditional use standards include that. Otherwise, we assume that our code is a standalone document and implements the comprehensive plan. So if there were some particulars in the comprehensive plan, we could take a look at that. If a use is a conditional use.
But effectively, to limit this, you're going to have to go through the port. Because they're the ones that are providing water, providing land. You know, we can do whatever we want, but if the port continues to want to do that, right, make all the money you want.
Can I ask a question? Does the port have to operate under the comprehensive plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And our code. Yes. Yes. And our transportation system plan.
So are we the ultimate authority on our code, or is the county court?
Your recommendation mm-hmm. is to the Board of Commissioners, yeah.
Okay. So they make the decision.
On an amendment, they make the decision. You're right, yeah. Otherwise, like the decision tonight, you're the final decision unless it's appealed.
Right.
And I would say, I think this is what Tamara was saying earlier, too, is it might be best to, if you did want to recommend the board pursue elevating the data center use to a conditional use, we might just want to make two separate motions, right? One is on everything we've discussed, and then the other one is on just the conditional use thing. And then that way it's separated out, and if there's appeals or further discussions or continuations, we can discuss that as a standalone piece without sort of having to continue to kind of drag our feet on these like basic serviceability and development standard requirements.
Yeah.
But you could do those as two separate motions tonight, is what.
And just so you understand, this code update is not just about data centers. It's all development, but we do happen to have urban scale uses outside of cities, outside of urban growth areas, and it's new. Our code is, we're a very rural agrarian county, and so our code worked really well, I think, for a long time, and then when you have these other uses, we were trying to fit it into the box that didn't really work.
So you need a motion then to adopt your proposed, your code proposal? Is that what you need to proceed?
To recommend to the board, and I also wanted to workshop some of the language that we were working on this morning and see if the board wanted to recommend that version or this version. It's just kind of minor changes, but those are the sort of things that we wanted to nail down today.
Daisy, yeah. I honestly didn't read all of this because
it's
I was
okay.
In Alaska. But,
you didn't?
I usually do.
I scrolled through and read the red.
But what I told you, I didn't read every word.
No,
that's last time it. There was an eminent domain issue in here,
yes.
And we removed that.
We did remove that based on the planning commission.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it would be good to take, hear from the folks who've been working with us who are, it's after 9 o'clock, maybe nobody else is tired, but probably, who want to provide comment and then any specific wordsmithing. And then if you a motion on this would be really wonderful to move it to the next level. And if you want to do the conditional use piece, that could be the second recommendation. And that could be easy enough.
About that, does the conditional use permit need to also recommend a comprehensive plan review? Or
It does. That was the piece on page 256, on the your top right, page 256.
Okay.
L, condition gotcha. L. Maybe you want to ask for comments? Yeah, I think they're still there.
Does anyone have any additional comments on code updates?
There's Megan.
Oh, yes, Megan.
Hi, I'll reintroduce myself. I'm Megan Perkins-Cooey, business address of 1120 Northwest Coos Street in Portland, 97209, appearing on behalf of Amazon Data Services. We already submitted some comments, so I'll try not to take up too much of your time. I know it's late. Thank you to the commissioners for listening. I think the only two things I wanted to call out was one of the recommendations we've made that has not been adopted is this idea of using a development agreement or a mitigation agreement to address traffic impacts for a particular development. The way we envision it is that there would still be opportunity for public input because the agreement itself would be executed by the board, but that it would allow for some proactive and holistic planning if there happened to be multiple developments in a vicinity, for example. We heard from the Public Works Director that there's some concern around cumulative effects of impacts from traffic from sort of successive development, and this was one of the things that we thought could help. The development agreement would be sort of comprehensive and could serve as the evidence of compliance with traffic criteria for potentially multiple campuses that are contributing traffic to a single intersection. That's one thing, and then one more thing is we've talked a lot about the land use compatibility statement, and I think that the staff had shown a flowchart at some point showing that following site plan review and approval, the land use compatibility statement would be issued, but that's not reflected in the code because the flow chart is not part of the code. So we were just requesting that there be some acknowledgement of that in code language. And with that, I will I'll let you all have your time back.
Thank you.
Do you want me to respond?
Yeah, okay. I think that would be helpful if Daisy had responded.
Yeah, so for the second piece, I'm happy to incorporate language that acknowledges that the Lux form can be signed prior to the zoning permit, as long as it's compatible. That's basically what the Lux says, is that it's compatible with the land use, and if it requires a land use permit, the land use permit's been granted. So we can incorporate some language that allows that. I'm more than happy to do that. Or we can put in my flip. I like my flip chart, but whatever. So we can workshop that. We didn't incorporate into the language provided here.
Can you see that?
Oh yeah. Can you share that flow chart, Stephen?
Is it easy for him to find?
I already gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
So Daisy, how do we make some sort of motion to approve it if you're still talking about wordsmithing things?
Well, that was a recommendation that we actually didn't get until after we had sent out the packets. So if we wanted to just make a recommendation to amend it to include this flowchart or something like that, then we could...
So the flowchart would be part of the code, so it's easy. Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah. It's not unheard of, it's just, yeah, we might want to spruce it up a little bit, although it looks good.
But this would just be to confirm and to clarify that the Lux is at that stage prior to land use approval. And, or we can add that language. And again, it's going to go to the Board of Commissioners, it's just a recommendation, so as a response to your question. We're not still like wordsmithing it, but if there's small changes we want to make or tweaks, we can do that between now.
We can do that.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what about the first one sheet?
Thank you, sorry. Yeah. I'm tired as well. So their recommendation, it was a little bit complicated, but the scheme that they had come up with was to be able to have a non-land use agreement. They were calling it a road use agreement, but I think what they're referring to is like a mitigation agreement in lieu of a TIA. And I think this, my understanding is that this was something they wanted in order to avoid having to, because this originally came out of us saying that the TIA is subjective, so we can't be reviewing it as a zoning permit. And they're saying, well, what if we kind of did this like alternative scheme to sort of bypass that by having a road use agreement with our public works director? And after further discussion, I don't think that their intent was to bypass the land use process, but to sort of have this all hashed out ahead of time so that when they do submit their land use application, it's sort of just a cut and dry. We know it's going to get approved. We know what the standards are going to be. And that's been kind of their goal, to really reduce the subjectivity and discretion and just make it as like clear and objective as possible. And we stand by that. I think for the most part, we want to see that land uses generally in the county are, you come into our office and know whether or not it's going to get approved. And with that, we understand that their concern with the TIA was, well, we're having a hard time coming in and not really knowing what's going to be required or what's going to be recommended or what that recommendation is based on. But I think their scheme is really unconventional, and we chose not to incorporate it into our land use process because as much as we love being able to sort of hash those things out and have those conversations and really do comprehensive planning with developers when we know that these big transportation impacts are going to happen down the line, we still want to make sure that our actual land use process is just done based on like the actual general land use standards. And the way that that's done in every jurisdiction that I've ever been aware of, it's through the TIA, that they submit a TIA, we review it, usually we'll have a third party engineer confirm their findings, mm-hmm. and whatever they come up with is based on our conference plan, it's based on our transportation plan, it's based on general best practices, and it's based on our zoning code. So there are definitely times where our transportation system plan is really insufficient to determine what the best way to like impact or to like mitigate impacts is, but we work on that over time and we make it better. And I think like having a separate road construction mitigation process isn't necessary or really appropriate. I feel, and we can have that conversation more in depth. But I think that the standard TIA process is sufficient for the purposes of mitigating transportation.
And if they just put another way, they would be coming up with road mitigation without any traffic engineer input. So that it feels less objective to me. They can always go above and beyond what their own traffic engineer is requiring.
Thinking it would be supported by a traffic impact analysis and traffic engineering analysis. But I just to clarify. But
I
understand the points that you all are making as well. I just did want to clarify that.
Okay, thank you, Megan. Yeah. So really,
I agree that it is somewhat unconventional.
Okay.
I mean, but I think the part of what you've said correctly, which is that we do come in with this thing that the TIA and the approval thereof, which sometimes takes a really long time and a lot of back and forth. In addition, we've heard all these concerns of, that we cannot address if we do it on a piecemeal basis. So so it's almost like we're stuck. Either way, it's like both from our perspective and from the commissioner's perspective. But I also, I understand also what you and Daisy are saying.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this a lot, so there's no surprises.
Yeah, we invite any developer, especially like your team, if you want to come in and have those conversations and have it with the planning commission or with the planning department and the road department. We would love to be able to do that sort of large scale planning. And then it does make it easier when your TIA comes in and we kind of have a preconceived idea of an agreed upon mitigation. That's totally fine. There's no reason why that would be precluded. It's just not something we necessarily need to incorporate into the code or use in lieu of standard practice, essentially.
So I think Daisy's language, it sounds like sort of the second recommendation, she's okay. And the first recommendation you've already added in this language, right?
No.
The two that we just talked about with Megan?
Yeah, we're not going to be recommending the use of a mitigation agreement.
I know, but what was the other one she just...
The Lux language.
Yeah, and the Lux is to include this, yeah. I don't know if anybody else wants to chat.
Have any additional comments on Zoom? Hearing none. Do we want to accept this and just send to the board with the adding of the Lux language flowchart, whatever the. Oh, yeah, that's right. There was the one.
The port, yeah. The port and Tamara and I had a quick meeting this morning to hash out some, like...
Could you pull that back up, Stephen? That modified language.
We were hoping to schedule it sooner, so but I apologize it happened.
This
morning.
This is other language we agreed to. Yeah, you had it up there earlier.
Yep. What page are
the you sorry, the PowerPoint. The first three slides of the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
That language. So
what is
that's page on
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that page 251.
So
that just
one,
yeah, that was a long drawn out conversation that we've had, and I think we with the port and Daisy and I and Dan, that language is what all of us are looking for. And it was a complicated discussion because the port, most of their holdings have a goal 11 and 14 exception. The airport area does not, and newly zoned lands would not. So this gives also them the assurance and us the assurance. We really need to look a little bit more closely at extension of sewer service. But water, if you're the service provider and you're the port, they can provide water really any place they want to. You know, I mean, and the Planning Commission has the say on the land use, but the port can provide water. As long as it's consistent with their water permit and their water certificates. So the page 248 and
51, are those the two changes?
There's three slides, three changes. Okay,
yeah. So the motion would be to approve what's recommended and with an addition of page 248, 251, and 252?
248, 251. Yeah, I can go through. I got a delay on what I see on my screen that you guys
see. Oh, okay.
So if you want me to show something, with, let me know.
Okay. And then if you want to do the condition use thing, that'd probably make a separate motion, just not to clutter it.
Yeah, if there's any, or we can ask me, but are there any questions on those three recommendations that we've developed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Megan's got her hand up.
Oh.
Just really, I was just wondering, it says legislative exception. Is there a reason why it says legislative? Like, what if there has been like a single exception granted for the proposed extension of sewer, which I don't anticipate happening very often, but there's still an exception available. It's just a single instead of a legislative.
What do you mean a single exception?
You know, like the use of an overlay or something like that, or
Well, I think it's actually probably it's a really good catch. Instead of a legislative exception, maybe where a goal exception has been granted.
Yeah,
goal exception.
Yeah. A goal 11 exception to be specific.
Okay, we can put goal 11.
Instead of legislative, put the word goal 11.
Do you want any of the other pages up?
I don't think anyone has further questions on this.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, call for a motion.
Motion to adopt the code as proposed, is that?
Code updates, yeah, with 248, 251, 252, and the flowchart. So with that,
is there a second?
Do you want a second?
I would second.
Okay.
Commissioner Cooley. Any additional questions? Comments? Commissioner Finch made the motion, seconded by Commissioner Cooley. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Same time? Motion passed.
Great.
Are you good without making data centers a condition?
So if we do that, it's just gonna it triggers a, then it goes before the Board of Commissioners to adopt it as part of the code.
So the only piece that you don't have in front of you is we would just show in the zones where data centers are allowed, it would be kind of conditional use. Which is where we started during work session a year ago.
So that was something that you and Landon thought about doing?
I remember talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good memory. Mm-hmm.
So it would just give us more flexibility as a body to deny a one if we saw fit to do so.
So the way we like to say is it gives you more latitude to review more and more directly the comprehensive plan. So.
Okay.
We'd like to set them up for success.
I'm not opposed to doing it, but at the same time, it's a pretty significant change to do.
It's very significant.
This late, this brief.
Could we
fine doing it, or do we want to put it on the agenda for next month and have a?
Yeah, could we have more information from the planning
and the board?
You sure can. Yeah, you sure can. And actually, it would be a work session item because if we start over a new legislative process, we need to start a whole new work session item. So if you want it done at sooner rather than later, you would want to do that tonight. Or if you want to see how this works, you could do it at another time.
I think there's wisdom in, you know, what John said. Maybe give us some more information on the implications of it.
I do just have one question. How did we change the process, or did we streamline it for them tonight?
I think, I don't know that you streamlined it. The idea for the past year has been to make it clear and objective, and they understand the path forward, and we understand the path forward.
Mm-hmm. I think it may feel like we're letting someone else write our code for us by having all these other people giving input, but the way our county is changing, mm-hmm. our coding has changed, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like it's much more clear in the changes that you've made.
I appreciate that, Chair, if I can just respond. As tedious as it was at times, I think the input from the development community made this a much better product. And we didn't agree on 100% of everything, and we learned and we moved and grew, and so I feel pretty good about what you have in front of you.
So we're gonna talk about conditional use permit,
yeah.
Is that correct?
And it'll probably be, depending on how busy we are, we already have a fairly full docket for September. That might have to go to October for the conditional use work session piece.
My only concern is that we're going to put it off and then we'll get more applications.
We will.
So then we'll be stuck with just having to check the boxes instead of having any latitude.
So what are you talking about doing it again then?
Do we have anything on the October agenda yet?
We have two.
One two for October. September.
For September, yes.
Yeah.
What's
that? What are we doing in September?
We could really start a whole.
Oh, they do. Oh.
We could present it even. I have to do the 35 day prior to clock, but we could look at October or November. We could schedule it as an actual code change, and then you can either adopt it or not.
If we schedule it as a code change, would we not have a lot of input on that? Or
sure.
Would they not? Would that not be open for input?
Oh, it's always open for mm-hmm. input.
But if we do it tonight, we can actually make
some
change.
Request a hearing or request a continuance, or again, if that opens us up, to
they don't have to honor a continuance where it's legislative.
Yeah.
So, did you already vote on the first piece? Because you couldn't, and
did.
It passed. Okay,
did.
Thank you. It's late. I think it would be, because we weren't exactly expecting it, I think we would have it more thoroughly vetted to wait
mm-hmm.
on it, but we promise you we'll get right on it. And rather than waiting, I'll see how quickly we can just schedule it, rather than just a work session, because we've already had work sessions about this and we heard pretty loud and clear what your concerns were tonight. We'll go ahead and prepare some language and route it through as a legislative action, which you can either give thumbs up or thumbs down to. Okay. I just changed my work planner a little bit, but that's okay. It's good.
Can you guys do that?
Yeah.
But the docket is too full to do it in September.
So we have to provide notice to the state 35 days prior to the first hearing for a legislative hearing, and we won't. It's already past that.
Exactly.
We're already too close. So we could make the October agenda.
But we could have done it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already in the legislative.
Uh-huh.
You're in. Yeah. You're
and
in
the
that.
CUP idea has been discussed as part of this conversation. It's not like we're bringing up something completely new out of the blue and throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other?
Well,
you can make a motion.
If we vote on it tonight, then maybe people who don't feel comfortable voting yes because they don't mm-hmm. have enough information. That might be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that motion and see where it goes tonight and add it to this, and the board can either accept it as part of this or not accept it. And the motion would have to be clear enough and specific enough that we can, in the packet that Daisy presents to the board, it will be in there. So, I mean, it could be as simple as making a data center, where a data center is a use allowed outright, if you're recommending that it become a conditional use.
Thank you.
I guess I need to know what your guys' comfort level is. Do you want additional information? Have it laid out, or do you want to someone make a motion?
If we have a motion but don't do it correctly and then it fails before the Board of Commissioners, have we lost our chance to get it through? Should we, you know what I mean? Is it kind of like if we do it wrong, it goes to the Board of Commissioners, they reject it now?
I don't know that you'd be doing it wrong. I think we would just, and if they don't agree, I mean, you're the penultimate, right? They're mm-hmm. the final decision.
So even if you do it right, they can just say no, I don't like that. Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, having like the involvement of the Planning Commission, like I said before, during the Board of Commissioners and like throughout the process is always super helpful to support that recommendation. Mm-hmm. If that's the direction you want to go. I think either way, if it's helpful for you guys to have more information, that's a perfectly valid way to go. If you'd like to kind of throw it out there and just see what the, like, feedback is, that's also
mm-hmm. that way. What kinds of conditions could we attach that would be appropriate?
If you want to read through the conditions of approval or the general conditions under the conditional use permit section, it's in the is it page 252?
Let's see, I just had it open.
Mm-hmm. 254. Starting under 6.020, there's general criteria, and then general conditions. And the criteria is really general, like the proposal will not exceed carrying capacities of natural resources or public facilities, consistent with the comprehensive plan and objectives of the zoning ordinance.
I've actually been through these many times myself. I mean, this is something that's kind of been my thing. So I've run through these many, many times. I know what it says, and I'm comfortable making a motion. I just want to make sure I get the wording correct.
Okay.
Just as a trial run, can I say something without it?
Yeah, and you can amend the motion if anybody wants to. Right, Chair?
Uh-huh.
She's a Roberts Rule expert.
Do I need to state any sections or anything like that?
I think you could just say where a data center, in each zone where a data center is a use permitted outright, the Planning Commission will move those to a use allowed as a conditional use.
Okay.
And I think they're allowed in like 4 or 5 different zones.
I move that in the zones where a data center is allowed outright, that we move them to the conditional use.
We have a motion made. Do I have a second?
So if it's very specific, actually use the word data center, then it could be applied to like a solar farm, it could be applied to a wind, you know what I mean? I'm
right.
Thinking other things.
That's correct.
Fall into yeah. that same.
A solar farm and a wind facility already is a conditional use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it already is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not in some industrial zones.
A what?
Isn't that industrial zones where it's allowed? The conditional use everywhere it's allowed.
It's a conditional use unless it's big enough, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
With an exception.
Yeah.
With more. I mean, I can't remember
so,
how
yeah,
many
not really.
Solar farm. On the airport light industrial, I think was a land use decision.
Okay.
So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
The motion's been made and seconded. With that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion passed.
And I wrote motion passed unanimously. Okay. That makes a difference when it goes to the board also.
Okay.
Thank
with
you.
That, do we, you guys can read the correspondence.
And our monthly update.
Yeah. That's good.
See what we're doing.
On page 440 or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't like 2 months.
Yeah. With that, meeting adjourned.
Thank you very much.
I think it's a utility structure in an industrial zone.
Thank you.
Solar facility?
Yeah, solar generation
facility.
I'd have to see how we did the one on the AOI zone. I mean, you might be right, I don't know. If it's consequential right now. Okay, thank you, Stephen. Oh, do we can't shut down? Thank you, everybody.
It should be recorded.
Stop recording. Thank you.
Football sleep.
All right. Are you sure you want to stop recording in the cloud? No.
I don't know.
Here, or tell me what. Yes? Okay. You earned your keep, y'all, tonight.
You know how I've been working on a nuisance on Warren Lane? Did you hear about it?